I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The price of crude oil fell today, but it still seems as if prices at the pump are going up and up. President Bush said last week there is one conclusion.
Our nation must produce more oil.
Well, other countries have come to a similar conclusion. For Brazil, that means drilling in the Amazon rainforest. The World's Alex Galifant recently visited the Urucu energy facility deep in the Amazon.
The first thing you do when you arrive at Urucu is watch a video. No smoking, it tells you. No cell phones. Make sure you can distinguish between alarms for fire and for gas leaks. Remain calm. Urucu is a pinprick in the Amazon. It's tiny, an almost invisible mass of wells, turbines, and compressors in the rainforest. It takes a couple of hours to fly here from the city of Manaus, passing over nothing but trees. Finally, you're driving towards a web of pipes and grey machines, stark against the green. Ahead, a flame burns high above the treetops. Urucu is run by Petrobras, Brazil's state energy producer. Like the United States, Brazil wants to be fully energy independent. Over the past 50 years, discoveries of substantial oil and gas fields in Brazil have made that a real possibility. One of the places they found oil and natural gas is here, in the Amazon rainforest. Petrobras workers conduct maintenance on a piece of machinery. They're dressed in orange jumpsuits. So am I. We all are. Makes me think of a different place, Guantanamo. But it's simply another rule to make everyone visible against the green of the forest. Urucu doesn't produce that much oil and gas, says my guide, a consultant engineer called Italo Heish.
Around 5,500 meters, cubic meters per day. Oil. Gas and 10 million cubic meters per day.
Heish tells me that what's significant about Urucu is how it operates in this sensitive environment.
We need to keep the forest exactly the way that it is, that was formed. We can't interfere in the nature.
Brazil's laws on protecting the rainforest are strict. But the country's growing hunger for energy, for growth, means it can't, it won't, leave potentially rich resources unexplored. The Petrobras operation in Urucu is a way of demonstrating that you can attempt to do both at the same time. Inside a cavernous greenhouse, there's row upon row of plant samples with labels attached. Kaori Koga is an environmental engineer. We collect everything we can, she says, including large species. We also try to collect species that grow quickly. There are more than 80 species of orchids alone in this greenhouse. Some are tiny micro-orchids, with flowers no bigger than the tip of a pencil. The idea is that when a new site is marked for exploration, samples are collected of the main species growing there. Charles Cavalcanti is a senior manager at Urucu.
Quando ele não é mais produtor, a gente sela.
When we finish production on a well, we seal it up, he says. Once the well is sealed, and there are no other wells we need in the same area, we reforest it. In other words, they try to replant the area with the principal species that were there before they dug the well. That's just one example of the lengths Petrobras is going to try and minimize its footprint here, especially since pumping oil in the Amazon is a sensitive issue. But Italo Heish says this isn't all about the environment.
Urucu is a good business. Although we are working in special area into the forest with several requirements environment, we get a good return of the investments Petrobras put here.
Petrobras does invest in renewable sources of energy too, but oil and natural gas are its bread and butter. And some in the Brazilian government believe that allowing Petrobras to operate in the Amazon does something more than just produce energy. They argue that it actually protects the rainforest. Chris Garman is a Latin America energy analyst with the Eurasia Group in New York.
The main problem facing the Amazon is a lack of state presence. You don't have the capacity of federal and state authorities to police the region. And so much of the source of the deforestation is due to illegal occupation of land, of burning of rainforest.
Which leads to illegal logging or cattle or soybean operations. So some in Brazil argue that in the absence of that big state presence, the next best thing is to have big business there instead.
To have these large companies there conducting investments and playing a role in kind of, regulating the territory and making sure that illegal deforestation and whatnot and illegal occupation of the Amazon region doesn't occur.
Not everyone agrees with that, especially since the arrival of big business in the Amazon often attracts unregulated development nearby. Still, energy exploration in the Amazon is popular here. Brazil's booming economy is a source of national pride. Contrast that to renewed debates in the United States over drilling in protected areas, like in Alaska. A lack of state presence isn't an issue in the US. It's more about whether or not there should be places that are just off-limits. Besides, the United States has been exploiting its natural resources for more than a century.
In Brazil, it's a new frontier, and it's a promising one.
The natural resources of the Amazon are part of that promise. But the real action is likely to be deep underwater, off Brazil's coast.
And, there's a lot of speculation as to how much oil and gas could be in these ultra-deep reserves, anywhere from 50 billion barrels to 70 billion barrels, which really jettison Brazil into a new level in terms of being one of the largest oil-producing countries in the world, in the top 7 or 8.
It won't happen overnight. But Chris Garman foresees a time when Brazil will not only be energy independent, but also a major energy exporter. And the United States might end up a major customer. For The World, I'm Alex Galifant, Urucu, Brazil.